completely together with Christ today. I don't do a thing without Jesus today and without you. I don't do a thing without you. And if something goes wrong, you say, Jesus, this is for you. I'm going to smile through this one. Can you try that? Instead of throwing your toys out of the cart? Because what happens is we throw our toys out of the cart, we have to get out, put them back in, and throw them out again. It gets that bad. So if you can say, Jesus, I'm not sure what's going on right here. I know this evil's not from you. He doesn't put evil on us. He doesn't put sickness on you and cancer and kill your kids and steal your money. He doesn't do that. I mean, we do it ourselves, and the devil helps along the way. But in the midst of a trial and a situation, you say, Jesus, I don't understand everything. I'm hurting. I'm confused. But you know what? I'm going to bear up and smile because I know you got me. Try doing that rather than getting impatient and falling apart. Just try doing it. Amen. Hallelujah. And so you can sit down with the Spirit and you can learn to take your place by faith and by the Holy Spirit. By faith, I'm seated with Christ. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, injecting and infusing, powering me and revelation knowledge, I can get what God's talking about, and I can get revelation of the fact that He said those words. Can you say amen? I've been delivered from the power of darkness. Say this. Put your hand on your heart. If you're born again, if you're not, not yet. You'll get a chance in a minute. Put your hand over your heart and say, I have been translated from the kingdom and the power of darkness, and I've been translated into the kingdom of your precious Son. That's scriptural. That's a scripture. God told us. He took us out from under the authority and the power of the devil, and He put us under the power together with Jesus Christ. Do you know that you're a joint heir together with Christ? Isn't that powerful? We are joint heirs together with Christ. Galatians 4:7 says, therefore you're no longer a son, a servant, or a slave, but you're a son, a child of God. And if a child of God, then a joint heir together with Christ. Amen. And so I'm seated with Christ, and now I walk in absolute authority. But Satan is below me, far below me, way below me. I'm above him. He's not above me. Stop looking up at the devil. Start looking down and get your foot, your size 12s. In the spiritual realm, they're all size 15s, I'm sure. Put your size 15 on his neck and say, you ain't going to get this one right. Too late. I've already seen the financial blessing in the spiritual realm. I've already seen my healing in the spiritual realm. I've already seen my restoration in the spiritual realm. I've already seen myself free from addictions in the spiritual realm. And then keep your foot on him. Because he's slithery. Pastor Joe calls him slew foot. Right? Slew foot. He's a slithering serpent that's trying to get you every way he can. You got to be smarter than him and take him down because you've got the authority. He doesn't. But he'll lie and he'll pretend that he's got the authority. He'll say, oh, you're never going to get the money, honey. Oh, you're not going to make it this month. And then we listen to him with reasoning. Instead of Jesus Christ became poor so that I can become rich. He's talking physically, financially there. Because Jesus never became poor spiritually. Amen. I've never seen a poor spiritual man walking on water and raising the dead. So you've got to speak to the enemy, and you better be speaking to the enemy, because if you're running at your giant with your mouth shut, you're going down. David didn't. David ran with his mouth wide open saying, here's what's going to go down today. You recall? God didn't put that there for nothing. Jesus, when he cursed the fig tree, he just said, no one will eat fruit from you again. He didn't say, he said, and his disciples heard it. And the next day they said, look, the fig tree's been dead from the root. And then he started to teach them one of the most amazing, in Mark 11:24-26, he started to teach them one of the most amazing laws and ways and revelations on faith. If you believe and don't doubt in your heart, and you say to this mountain of sickness, mountain of debt, mountain of whatever it is, you say to that thing, be cast into the sea, and don't doubt in your heart, you shall have whatsoever things you sayeth. Right? So God is a teaching God, and God is moving forward. But we think, no, those days are over. It was only for Jesus on the earth. It was only for the disciples that saw him. It was only for the apostles that were with him. No, it's not. Because Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer in John 17, which is the actual Lord's Prayer, John 17, he said, Father, those people that you gave me, I haven't lost one except the son of perdition. And then he said, there was Judas. And then he said, and they have been with me, and they will stay with me. And then he said, and those that believe in their words. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the epistles, right? Those of us that believe in those words, he says, we will come and join them, and we will be one with them, and they'll be one with us, and we'll live together in unity with them. That's Jesus's prayer. Correct? Let me tell you something. We are so much more powerful than the devil could ever be. All he's got is deceptive lies. That's all he has. Deception. He's going to tell you you're sick. He's going to tell you you can't make it. He'll give you a symptom and say, oh, your aunt, remember what happened to her? And he'll just bring this trash to you all the time. You've got to get above that trash, and you've got to say, no, I'm seated together with Christ. You're below my feet. I've got the authority. Now be gone. God said you can tell him to be gone. He said you can bind and you can loose. Whatever's been bound in heaven, you can bind on the earth. Jesus bound the devil. Amen. Amen. We leave it sometimes that we think that this is something else. We just read the Bible. We don't ingest the Bible. We don't eat the word. We don't meditate. We don't get revelation. We don't spend enough time thinking about it. And so we just skim over it. When a bee or a honey bird, have you ever seen a honey bird skimming the air? Yeah. Just standing there. If he doesn't go in and extract all the nectar, he's going to get sick and hungry. And we won't see so many flowers. Well, so many people that do that with the word of God. Speed read. Instead of going in and getting the nectar out of the word of God. The Bible even says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are those that trust in him. Blessed are those that trust in him. Come on. Jesus is not some little wimp coming back on a donkey. When he comes back now, not as a baby in a manger, in a stable. He's coming back as a King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he's coming back on a white stallion. And he's going to put a stop to an army of 200 million people with the word out of his mouth. That's who we are living with. That's who we're seated with. That's who's, listen, he redeemed us. And he did a complete job of it. And we need to start acting like it's true. Please, Jesus, help us, Jesus. All right, very quickly, here's what you should do. Meditate on the Word of God. This is going to help you to get into the spiritual realm more. Write this down. Meditate on the Word of God. Number two, be a doer of the Word of God. First scripture next to that, meditate, is Joshua 1:8. Second scripture, be a doer of the word of God, James 1:22. Third thing, put the word of God above all else, Proverbs 4:20-21. And then instantly respond to your spirit, Proverbs 20:27. Write those down. If you take those 4 points alone and you start to work with those 4 points and those scriptures I gave you, there's many more, you will start to operate outside of the natural realm and more in the spiritual realm. Because when you work with your five senses, my emotions, my feelings, my taste, my touch, the whole five sense bit, my smell, I'm going down. I got to operate with the spirit man. And the spirit man and God's spirit is hooked together. We're one. We're one. We're one. O-N-E. And because of Jesus, we're one. W-O-N. We're one with him and we've won with him. Are you getting that? Now put your hand on your heart. I've got to go in a second. Your hand on your heart and say, I'm a winner because of my Lord and Savior. Who gives me the victory? Complete victory, not half measure, complete victory over the enemy, over the curse, and over every lie In Jesus' name, I accept it today and I speak it out of my mouth. Amen. Praise God. Love you guys. God bless you, Pastor Dave. Will you close us?
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The current service schedule for Christ Family Church with Pastor Dr. Gerard Curry is 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Tradition Town Hall. Their main location is at 5200 Oleander Avenue in Fort Pierce, Florida. That service begins at 10 a.m.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation. Palm Beach Ironworks also provides machine shop services, welding, press brake, shear and brake, and they work with steel, stainless steel, or aluminum. Located at 7768 Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Ironworks can be reached at 561-683-1816.
All right. Snuck a program in there this morning. I had someone, someone was asking, when are you going to, when's Trevor Banks going to be back on air, and asking about different programs? Well, we are preempting some of the programs because we must raise our operational budget in order for us to be here. So for Trevor or Dr. Jerry or any of the others, other programs to be on air, we must raise the operational budget. So this happens two times a year, April, October. So we are in the spring season of fundraising. And Christian radio stations across the nation, they do this. And we are conscious of the fact that there are other great Christian stations. And we are not all the same. We have some different callings. And as you know, we have a great lineup of teaching as well as music on this station. And we have a lot of live interactive programs that brings in leaders from the state of Florida and across the nation on this station as well. A lot of live programs. David, you have two great programs. And I know that you put a lot of time into preparing for those programs. Let's just give a little promo.
Well, we have two live programs. One plays Monday at 11 a.m., and that's the Front Line. And we just interview local, state, national ministry.
Sure.
Lift them up.
And do a great job.
Well, it's because God the glory for that.
Great job.
I love doing that.
And you have a great team.
The two co-hosts for that program, Ann Limhoko and Ed Skiba. And they're great. They work together. In fact, just as an aside, Ed has been away from us. He had some health issues, and he is now on the path of full restoration. Praise God for that, and thank you all for all the prayers that you've offered for Ed. Don't stop praying. He's still in rehab. But from a guy who died twice to a guy that's going to be going home this week, fully restored, that's just the hand of God. But Ed brings, and Ann both, bring a tremendous amount of giftedness to that program. And then on Tuesdays is a biblical response, which is a program that grew out of a vision that we had to look at hot-button issues that are in the news through the lens of the Bible and help so many people to... And some of them believers, but for whatever reason, weren't looking to the Word of God to help them understand what's going on in our world, our nation, and our world. So we provide a focal point there, and we have three wonderful co-hosts. I'm more of a moderator for this because I've got some greatly talented people, and I don't want to get in their way. Ann Limhoko is back as another member of the team. We have Keith Masters, whom everybody pretty much knows. The street preacher, a man deeply invested in the Word, and Stephanie Jacobson that has a more strongly political investment than we do and brings that richness to it. So
She has a background in service. She's worked and served in that kind of a capacity. And do you hear from anyone that that your program's too political?
I haven't.
Isn't that something?
I haven't heard from. Yeah.
Because